Welcome to Commando On Demand Insider with Kim Komando, your fast-paced weekly update straight from Kim's desk to your ears. I'm Mike James. The coronavirus and pandemic has been vicious to the economy, and so many have faced unemployment, and the numbers are really staggering. Nearly 40 million people have filed for unemployment, and that number could be low because it doesn't account for self-employed and gig economy workers that get the special unemployment benefits. Now, some are predicting that more than 25% of all jobs that have been lost will become permanent losses. So what can you do if you've lost your job or you're in fear of losing your job? On today's Commando On Demand, we talked to several folks who are looking for an easier way to work from home. We've got a teacher who wants to make extra money working from home. Kim has some advice for him. We're also going to talk to somebody who is going to sell their art online. She's very good. And someone who lost their job and is looking for work from home with not a lot of skills. Also, if you've never heard of Amazon's Mechanical Turk, it's a way to make money on the side doing small jobs for various people. And we're going to start off with that in just a few moments. By the way, this is not the nationally syndicated Kim Komando show on over 400 radio stations nationwide. The podcast version of that show is available, and you can try it out for free right now by using promo code Kim at getkim.com. Again, you can listen to all 3 hours of the nationally syndicated Kim Komando show at getkim.com and use promo code Kim to get your free 30-day trial. All right, getting started in just a few moments with Amazon's Mechanical Turk. What is it, and how can you make money using it? Here on Commando On Demand Insider.
So have you ever heard of Amazon's Mechanical Turk? Okay, it's a place online where you can go make money by doing things, small things. So instead of just wasting time on Facebook or doing something else to pass the time. Okay, I signed up for Mechanical Turk the other day, and I could have, to make money, I could have answered a survey. I also saw a job where I could have typed up items that were on a Walmart receipt. And there was one that actually got my attention. It was where a jigsaw puzzle company wanted me to rank the images on the screen on which jigsaw puzzle that they should be building next. And so I wanted to check it out because joining us now on the Kim Komando Show guest line is Mike Nabb. And he's one of, say, 500,000 workers who complete millions of tasks each month. And I read that Mike has earned almost $50,000 since becoming what they call a Turker, okay? And it's owned by Amazon. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. What's the strangest hit, or I gotta say what a hit is, a human intelligence task for the rest of us? What's the strangest one that you've done?
The strangest one is probably the one time I was asked to share access to my webcam, which is not common, but the ones that do ask for that typically pay more money. And they were showing pictures of people making weird expressions, and then I had to mimic that to make the same expression they were. And it was very odd. I'm probably on a billboard in Europe sticking my tongue out, but it was like 10 bucks for about 10 minutes work. So it's like, all right, take that.
I could do that. You know, and you mentioned 10 minutes. How long does a typical task last?
They vary greatly. I mean, there are some on there that take under a minute. Some could be surveys that take 15 minutes or longer. They all vary. So it really, really depends on the hit. There's a wide range of times on there.
And how much can you expect to make, like, per hit? I know it depends on what it is and how long it takes, but is there like a baseline? Because I saw some that said like 9 cents, and then the jigsaw puzzle was willing to pay me 50 cents if I rank these images. Are there bigger money things, or is it still like these small tasks?
There are bigger ones. I always kind of look at it from a perspective of pay rate. So, you know, sometimes there might be a 25 cent hit, but it takes me a minute to do. So now I'm working at a $15 an hour clip. There are bigger ones. Actually, a few minutes before this call, I just finished a $3 one that took me 5 minutes to do. So some of them have a nice little rate of return on there. So it's just a matter of finding the right ones. Certainly the bigger ones go quickly because everyone sees a higher dollar amount and they jump on it. But yeah, it's, I kind of look at it from a perspective of the rate of pay I'm working at. So if it's a small amount, but it takes me very little time to do it, then as long as the pay rate's good, then I consider it to be a good hit.
So Mike, give us some examples of what you've done recently. Like you mentioned just before, you know, we spoke, you did a hit. What are some other ones that you've done?
Largely surveys are the one I work on the most, I would say. They're the most prevalent on there. There's surveys from, you know, universities, from businesses. Amazon actually puts out their own surveys on there. So does YouTube, Google. You know, you may see a mocked Google search page and they'll say, what, you know, which link would you most likely click on if you were searching for this restaurant? So I think that's kind of getting the input of, you know, that Google uses to, you know, make their algorithms a little bit more reliable. Same thing with YouTube. They might ask you how you would classify particular videos that they show you. You know, surveys could be just political or, you know, consumer research or things of that nature. So it's just a wide variety of things on there. And then, you know, for example, Amazon might show images from things that they sell, and they might ask you questions about them. Is this something that interests you, or how would you describe this, or how would you classify this? So yeah, there's a wide range of things on there that I kind of do a little bit of everything.
Is there a lot of competition to make sure that this is a job that you get? I mean, do you have to qualify for it? Do you apply for it, or how does that work?
Yeah, there are qualifications. So the main qualifications that people use, they're the people who post the work are called submitters. So the submitters, the primary qualifications that they use are number of hits completed in the past and your approval rate. So if you're submitting sloppy work, and that's usually determined by, at least in surveys, there's typically a question that says, you know, answer true to this one, or enter number three in this box. It's basically an attention check question. If you fail that, then they will reject your work because they believe that you're just, you know, going right through and not reading the directions. So, you know, if you have your work approved, you get an approval rating on there. And so your approval rating and the number of hits you've completed are the primary qualifications that submitters use. So the more hits that you do, the more hits that open up to you. And usually that's the better paying work. So the more work that you put in, it tends to open up the better work that's on the platform.
So do you get notified of when new jobs are posted, or do you have to sign in and take a look all the time?
You do have to sign in and look for it. You don't get any email notifications or anything like that. There are browser extensions that you can put usually on Firefox or Google Chrome. If you're using those browsers, you can add extensions on that will look for the work for you. So instead of you browsing through the pages yourself, which is very manual and tedious, these will actually do little pop-up notifications right on your screen that'll say, based on criteria you enter. So if you say, you know, notify me of any hits that are a dollar or more, you can set up the extension to kind of give you notifications as they're coming. So it kind of pushes the work to you instead of you looking for it, which once I found out that was a thing that significantly increased the amount of money I was making on there.
Because I'll tell you, Mike, you can sit there and I was looking at it, I'm like, wow, this is like, there's just so much. I don't know where to start. Mike, with so many people out of work, I really appreciate you sharing your know-how with us. And Mike has an ebook, Side Hustle from Home, which goes into even greater detail about the ins and outs of how to increase your income and make money by using Amazon's Mechanical Turk. We'll put a link to that over at commando.com and under Kim's show.
Hey, don't forget, if you've got a question about something digital, you can get Kim's unbiased advice, and it's advice that you can trust. America's digital pro, Kim Komando, and our nationally syndicated radio show. You just go to commando.com and in the upper right-hand corner, click on the Be a Caller button. We're going to ask you your name and for a couple of details about your question. And then Manny will get in touch with you. We'll set up a time where you can be on the show, ask your question on the show. It is fun. You can call your friends and let them know that you're going to be on the show. And that's, again, the Be a Caller button in the upper right at commando.com. Just ahead, we've got somebody that has actually lost their job, doesn't have a lot of skills, but is looking for some suggestions from Kim on working from home. And then also we have a teacher who's concerned about losing his job and what he can do to prepare for the eventual possible downfall. And later on, a work from home expert. He's got some great ideas on if you're already working from home. Coming up on Commando On Demand Insider.
Dallas in Loving, New Mexico. Hello there, Dallas.
Hey, Kim. With this pandemic going on, as a one that would normally work a convenience store cash register, you would think that things would slow down a little bit, but they really hadn't. And so I left work because I stay with my mom, who is actually who recommended I go to your website to see if you had answer this question for me. So I really thank you for having me, and I thank her for giving me that idea because she trusts you and thinks it's going to be good. So, you know, like I said, I'm off of work and they're not paying me anything while I'm off of work, but they have to honor me so that I don't get sick and that I don't get my family sick.
Right.
And so what I'm doing, I've already started to try to go back to school while I've got this time off, but really what I was trying to do originally was find a job working online from home that I didn't have to have any education for, that was a legit site, because my husband and I have already been scammed before trying to find jobs online.
And see, so, and that's the problem because, you know, once you, I mean, if you ever Google like make money at home, oh my gosh, it's like every scammer in the globe is going to come after you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we have a list. Let me tell you what we have, and Manny will give you a direct link to it. We have a list of 40 different companies that are hiring right now. Now, and I will say that there's nothing better than an education, Dallas. And woman to woman, I want you to go get, even if you go get an associate's degree, I want you to get that degree, okay?
Right.
Because it opens doors for you. And
right.
It also will increase your learning base. And you'll learn things that you never even thought of before. Like, you know, take a communications class, take a marketing class, you know, take a business class, you know, because it's not just going to help you get a job. Do you have kids?
No, I'm okay. 24 this year and thank God,
okay.
I don't have any kids yet in this crisis.
Okay. So, you know, so when you have children, you know, you'll have a different perspective because you'll just learn new things, and then they'll look up to you to say, oh well, mom had it, got her associate's degree, then I better go get an associate's degree, I better go get a bachelor's, maybe I'll become a doctor. Okay. I mean, because
my goal right now really is to become a teacher in the end. I really want to be able to better
that's
many
fabulous.
People as I can.
Okay.
So.
That is so good. Okay. So on this list, okay, you're not going to be able to, apply for a job as a mortgage underwriter, okay, because you have no experience at that. But what you can apply for is to be a customer service rep, okay, because you can answer the phone. And I can tell you right now, Dallas, you have great communication skills, okay?
Thank you.
You do, okay? And if you could, I mean, and so who's hiring customer service reps right now? Dollar General, Lowe's, Target, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, okay? On my website, I have a list of these 40 different companies that are hiring. And there are direct links to here, to these different places, because I want to help people out, because it's hard. Okay. But if you can fill out this form, and now you got to make sure that you stand out on this application process. Okay. You have to stand out, and you have to, you know, put the longevity that you were a convenience store clerk, you know, how long you worked there, and, you know, make sure that you have good, solid references, because they may call. All right.
What?
Everybody's in a rush to hurry, and I get that. And that's because there was like, last time I counted, there was like 750,000 jobs that are available. Okay. Not all of them are work from home. not all of them. You're not going to be able to do all of them and loving New Mexico because you're not in Phoenix, Arizona, or in Los Angeles, California. Let's just face facts.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, I hadn't thought about that yet, but that's a very good point.
So, but if you can get a work from home position with a legitimate company, and that's why I don't want you to go to a job site where there's a job broker and they're going to charge you $150 to hook you up. I mean, you know, that's just a scam. We're not going to do that. So we're just going to send you to this one list. You take a look at it. The other thing I want you to look at too, since you said you wanted to be a teacher, just look at a website called K-12. I have listed on there. K-12 they're not going to hire you as a teacher today, but it's something that if you could look at and you could say, okay, if I wanted to do this remotely, if I wanted to be a teacher at home, what kind of degree would I need in order to get that certification that the state requires? And so that this way I can still have my life that I do love in loving New Mexico and still be able to earn money and then provide for my family and be a great mom and to be a great role model, right? So I put you on hold, Dallas, and thank you for your call. Tell your mom I said thank you to her as well. And we'll go ahead and set you up with those. If you have any questions afterwards, Dallas, you just give me a call, sweet. So I'm right here for you. Art in San Antonio, Texas. Hi there, Art.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
Well, I'm a little bored right now staying at home. I've only seen my wife in the last month, and that's it. So
well,
I'm a little bored.
You know what? We were talking at one of the breaks that my floors at my house are the cleanest floors in the entire city of Phoenix. Just letting you know right now.
At home, so that keeps me a little bit occupied. But at any rate, I'd like to give you a little bit of background. There are over 1.3 million registered nurses in the United States today, and most states require completion of continuing education each year. And nurses are having difficulty these days in getting those continuing education programs. Most of them have been face-to-face. But what I would like to do is provide online educational programs that nurses can complete continuing education requirements either day or night or any time. But what I would need to do is send brochures, advertising brochures, to their emails. Companies can provide me the emails, but they're very, very expensive. I had one company say that it would cost about $20,000 to get 40,000 email addresses. So my question to you, is there a way to access these emails more economically than going through these different companies?
Okay. What do you do now, Art?
I am a director of research at Fort Sam Houston, an Army facility, and I do medical research.
Excellent. Okay. So, all right. So this is your background. I just want to make sure like we weren't like going like, this looks like something I'd like to do, you know, because sometimes I get those phone calls.
No. I have presented continuing education programs in the past, but most of them have been face-to-face.
Okay. Excellent. All right. First of all, I don't want you to buy those names. Okay.
Good.
Because I don't want you to be a spammer. Okay.
Yes.
And the open rate on newsletters, have you ever been exposed to open rates on newsletters? Ever anything?
Yes.
Okay. So the open rates on that is probably about, I'd say it's less than 3%. Okay. That people will actually open it. And then you have a click to open rate, and that's people that actually open it and then they're going to click. It's probably even smaller than that. Okay, so we're just going to be throwing money away, which, you know, we don't want that to happen. What I would recommend is that you get your courses in place, okay, whatever the courses are. And then you start looking at buying Facebook ads, because you can target down that you want to reach a nurse, somebody with a nursing degree between the ages of 30 and 55, whatever it is, what their income level is, and how close they live by zip code. I mean, you can go down to the nanoparticles of all this. Okay.
Okay.
In addition to that, there are these places like Skillshare, Udemy, and Lynda. And that's where you could also post up your classes. Okay. Some teachers like online are making over $100,000 a year. And the reason that you put your classes here is because they're already there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That they already, people are already going to these places for courses. They already know it. It's like, if you build it, will they come? Maybe not. Let's go where they already are. All right. Okay. Because it's a lot easier. And so you, so look at Skillshare, Udemy, and Lynda. And don't forget that with YouTube, you should have some classes or some teasers there as well. Because Google is the number one search site on the globe. Number two is YouTube. So let's utilize that and pick some common classes that they have to take. My sister is a CNO, so I'm kind of familiar with nursing. My niece is a nurse practitioner. And so these are classes that I do know that they do need to take. What happens at Skillshare and Udemy and Lynda is that you get paid a percentage of the amount that you charge for the class. Okay.
I see. Okay.
And if you refer somebody to like take your class on Skillshare and they're not already on Skillshare, is that you also get a bounty for bringing that person there. So you get like $10, $20 a head. So,
I see.
So
okay.
When you start looking at all these little tentacles, and that's what I've done with my business, is that we're not solely dependent only on radio. Okay. We have digital revenues, advertising revenues in our newsletters, you know, and products and clubs and memberships and things like that. So as you start building up this business, start thinking that in the center, you're going to have the classes, and then you're going to have these spokes on the sides of different ways that you can make money. And with email, you're going to sign up with something like Constant Contact or MailChimp. And so this way you can start building your list legitimately. Okay. And invite people on your Facebook page, and maybe even start, if you start a nursing group on Facebook, you know, do like a question of the day, you know, something, you know, or even something funny about nurses. You know, if you, too bad, like you couldn't launch this on National Nurses Day, which was last week. Right. But there are some really good ways that you can put together kind of almost a little bit of a business plan art. And then what I'd like you to do is to think about it. And then once you think about it, you're going to have questions. And then I want you to call me back. How did you how did you find my show, by the way?
Well, my wife is a fan. And every time I say anything or ask her anything, she says, well, Kim says, so you're quoted constantly. And so she converted me, and I listened to your show last week for the first time. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it was the first time. But she listens every week. And so that's.
And your wife is a very smart woman, by the way.
She is. She is.
Very.
So she said, you got to ask Kim. She will know.
Well, so do I know?
Yes, it sounds like you do.
Okay, good job. All right. So, Art, you write down some ideas in a Word doc, Google doc. And then as you have questions as you move forward, just know you can always give me a call back. And you need to buy that wife some flowers. I'd say diamonds, but we'll settle for flowers. And thank you so much for your call.
If you love the digital lifestyle and love keeping up with all the breaking tech news and security alerts and data breaches so you can tell your friends and family kind of what's going on and what to watch out for, we've got you covered with the Commando newsletters. They keep you right up to date, and you can get yours at commando.com, which is K-O-M-A-N-D-O. And on the top, click on the Get the Newsletter button, and it's a double opt-in. So we'll send you an email to make sure that you want the newsletters, and then you got them. We've got also specialty newsletters about Apple and Android, many, many others, including The Current, which is just what it says. It keeps you up to date on what's going on. And there is no advertising in The Current. It is read it just as you get it. And again, that's at commando.com, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. Try it out and see if you like it. We believe you will. It's at commando.com, K-O-M-A-N-D-O. All right, coming up next, we've got an expert on working from home. Great ideas. And we've also got an artist who wants to get more exposure online, sell more art. Coming up on Commando On Demand Insider.
Let's see, we have Ken in Reno, Nevada. Hi there, Ken.
How are you, Kim?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing well. Working from home here in Reno, Nevada. and I'm happy I could talk to you. I've been following you and the Nearly Famous One for many years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So Manny tells me that you're like the work from home guy, and we've got, you know, not too long. We got a couple of minutes here. So what's your biggest tip for working from home?
Well, the biggest thing is when you're, a lot of people are now working from home because of the epidemic, and they tend to feel isolated and not sure what to do. So my biggest tip is to over-communicate with your management and with your coworkers via text, email, phone, and that will keep you connected and hopefully relieve some anxiety and loneliness that people may experience while working alone or working from home, because their whole routine changes.
Yeah. And, you know, I what I tell our folks is that, you know, you want to stick to a schedule. You still want to get out of bed. You still want to take a shower, you know, get out of your PJs, you know, have a cup of coffee, you know, still take that lunch break. And you know, so that this way there is some sense and, you know, and you want to shut down at a certain point, you know, whether it's 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, so that this way it doesn't keep consuming your life. But I, you know, I found that, you know, working from home, I thought initially, Ken, that our team would somehow, I don't know, like wouldn't band together. But I've been so pleasantly surprised that, you know, everybody that has on our team, everybody that has really gone beyond the call of duty to make sure that what they're doing and how they are communicating, like Ken, you're so astutely said, you know, keep those lines of communication going. Like we have found we're doing Google Hangouts in the morning to make sure everybody's checking in and saying hello, and then a Google Hangout in the afternoon. And we still have some other Hangouts that are happening for just what we would call water cooler talk, so that we do have a sense of everybody still working together, because I know everybody's going to cringe when I say this in the studios, teamwork makes the dream work, right? Yes. Ken, thank you so much for your call. Sir Chara is your name?
Yes. Good afternoon, Kim. Thank you so much for having me on the on your show. Yes, it's pronounced Surachara.
Surachara. Oh, how pretty.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's a tongue-twisted name.
It is. What is the nationality?
I'm from Thailand.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. I'm from Thailand. And I was just telling your wonderful producer.
Manny.
Manny. Oh, he's so wonderful. What an amazing guy. I was telling him that my name actually was created for me because I was the first born. They took the name alphabet for my father and my mother and created my name.
Oh, how wonderful. How special that
is. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. And it's so special to speak to you. This has really been such an honor.
So,
and thank
Manny,
you so much, Kim.
Oh, my pleasure. Yes. Manny sent me over your website. You are so talented.
I am so touched. You have no idea. Just to hear you say, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You are quite an artist. You really are. They're just beautiful, beautiful pieces. Tell me how I can help you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I actually started my website. I wanted to be a full-time artist back in 2016, and I tried to come up with what can I do to expose my art. So I basically creating a note card, art note card based on my original painting, and also my art, the art mug, which I created myself. I actually have the process sublimation. I print it out, I wrap it, I use a heat press machine. So the mug itself is a very unique in itself, not only based on my painting. So the problem is I thought all of this is very hard work, as you know, long hours, so little money, you know, because I'm a one-woman company.
So what we need to do is we need to get you out there more. We need to start selling more of your goods. Because
my problem is, Kim, is I don't know how to expose my website more.
Here's what you're going to do. Okay. Let me tell you. Let me cut to the chase. All right.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. People aren't going to come seek you out. Okay. What I want you to do is I want to put your amazing art where people are already looking to buy art. Okay. So what that means is that there's a website called Saatchi Art. Okay. They take, you know, they take a piece of the sale, but they already have people visiting that website to buy art. Okay. At Amazon Art, you can sell your art on Amazon. There's a whole category. I've purchased art myself on Amazon. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And
okay,
so
Amazon.
You,
right.
Okay. So you, so it's Amazon Art. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard of Etsy, right?
Yes. I heard of Etsy.
Okay.
Yes.
Put your stuff up on Etsy.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. The, another site, Antfire.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, so these are four different places that you could go and put your art, and you don't have to worry about people trying to find you, okay? Because it's so difficult for a single artist to get your stuff out there. Now, after you sell out on Etsy, after you sell out on Artfire and Amazon Art, you can always say, for more of my work, come to my website. You can do that. But I want you to put your talent, put your craft and your skill and your efforts into a place where people are already going. I know I just rattled off all those sites. Manny's gonna wrote them all down. He's going to send them to you. And thank you so much for trusting me with your call today.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. You'd get these podcasts delivered to your device automatically every time. To do that, just go to your favorite podcast player, Android or Apple, and search for KOMANDO. Once you find us, there's the Commando on Demand podcast. And then don't forget the Consumer Tech Update podcast, which is where you get all the latest news every Monday through Friday. And we thank you again. We'll see you next time on Commando on Demand.